Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have my friend Morgan Sarton. She's the philanthropy manager at Partners in Care. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for coming in. I always like to start with just a quick description of what you guys do at Partners in Care.
Yeah. So Partners in Care, we've been in the Central Oregon community for 46 years. We're a nonprofit hospice, home health, palliative care, transitions organization serving 10,000 square miles here in Central Oregon from Madras down to Christmas Valley and Camp Sherman over to Prineville.
Oh, a huge area.
Yeah.
How long has Partners in Care been around, do you know?
We were established in 1979, so 46 years.
Okay, yeah. So you've been around for a long time. So long you guys time. Know what's going on?
We try to,
probably
yeah.
A lot of changes over the years, too.
So many. And our our service area has just grown and grown, as the community has as well. So
Sure. Let's talk about some stuff you guys are doing. Obviously, being a nonprofit, always trying to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's talk about, end of the year. Everybody's talking about Central Oregon Gives. I've talked about it with about 10 billion people this year. And every year it's such a cool program, and it's really grown over the years.
Well, and we are just so thankful to have been selected because not only does it help raise funds for what we do at Partners in Care, it also just shines a light on what we do. And that's what's really important to us, because as more people have moved to the area, like you were saying, how this area has grown so much, we want to share that we're here for people, during those hard times in their life. So for the source to be able to publicize everything so well, and for us to be able to raise funds for what we do, it's a really great opportunity.
What works out better for you guys? I'm a little iffy on how this works. Is it better if someone says, okay, I want to give to Partners in Care this time of year? Is it better to go to Central Oregon Gives or the source website, or directly to your website? Does it make a difference?
To us it doesn't. I mean, to just have that end of year gift come to Partners in Care would be so wonderful. Either way, we receive a contribution. What really makes it great for the donor themselves is if they give through Central Oregon Gives, they win a weekly coffee or a drink.
That's right. There's always a different incentive.
Yeah.
Every week.
And then on top of winning one of those two beverages, you're also entered to win great prizes. Like this week, you can win something from Stoller and from Evoke Spa. So you as the donor can win something as well when you give back to Partners in Care through Central Oregon Gives.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Might be a great way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else is going on there? We've got another minute or so here in our interview.
We could talk about Queen of Hearts.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So we're really excited to share that we've gotten 266 queens so far on our journey to try and get 1,000. So we started this in April. So to have that many queens so far, we're just so thankful for that.
Yeah.
Still just doing that push to get 1,000
queens.
And
people just nominate them at the website? Is that how the... How do you get a Queen of Hearts?
Yeah. So to name someone a queen, it's a $1,000 donation. But the thing we share is that to name multiple people queens, it's at least $1,000. So we've had someone donate $5,000 and name five people queens.
Oh, wow.
Which is just really incredible.
Sure.
And what's really cool is we've even partnered with some businesses in the community as for your staff, as an end of year gift, you can name some of the women at your company as queens and give them a legacy as a gift for the holiday season for Queen of Hearts.
Oh, neat.
And so you're giving towards the endowment of this hospice house, but you're also providing this legacy for someone you care for. So it's a really unique opportunity to give. And what we share with everyone is that the way the endowment is written is that $1 million, once we reach our goal of having 1,000 queens, it'll never be touched. So when you are donating to Queen of Hearts, you are giving towards the baseline of this endowment. And then we receive the dividends off of that endowment as it grows.
Oh, wow.
So it really will stay where it is. And then that person's name will be put up in Hospice House.
Okay, and more information about that on the website?
Yes, partnersben.org/queenofhearts, or you can just go to our landing page. There's a little blue button in the top right-hand corner that says Queen of Hearts.
Really appreciate you coming in. Been talking to Morgan Sarton, the philanthropy manager for Partners in Care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me the website one more time.
partnersben.org.